So the Prophet ﷺ, he actually described to us several different manifestations of pride and arrogance. Kibr is the worst of them, and that's the one shaitan had. Kibr is to make yourself bigger than you actually are, right? And I believe we established that earlier in our conversation anyway. Now, when you talk about kibr, which is the greatest form of pride, the Prophet ﷺ said that it falls into one of two categories. And this now this kibr, if you have any of it, you cannot enter paradise. So just as shaitan was expelled for this kibr, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you had an atom's worth of it, you would not enter into paradise. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it includes two categories. One of them is ghamtun nas, and the other one is batalul haqq. Ghamtun nas means to be judgmental towards people, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that has that right to judge a person. Okay, so Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says that these two categories, ghamtun nas, which is to belittle people, that only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one, batarul haqq, which is to deny the truth or deny divine legislation, you know, these are two things that belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are the rights to judge and to legislate. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. So in essence, you interfere with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You try to put yourself in a divine position when you do either of those two things. Shaitan, of course, did both. Okay, he belittled Adam alayhi salam. He even belittled the angels. All right, he denied divine legislation, batarul haqq. And the denial of Iblis, the way that Shaitan denied divine legislation is very interesting, actually, because Shaitan used his logic over the divine revelation. And that, you know, that's something that's very dangerous, because a lot of us fall into that these days. All right, you know, we see something in the Quran, we see something in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see an established consensus for 1400 years in Islamic scholarship, and we say, oh, but we have another interpretation. That's actually denying the legislation altogether. That's denying the truth altogether. You're not allowed to do that. The Sunnah is the interpretation of the Quran, and in the absence of the Sunnah, you look for consensus and so on and so forth, because you are not allowed to use your logic to go, you know, to do away with the revelation, because the revelation comes from one who has infinite logic that we have no access to, okay? So when we use our aql, when we use our logic over revelation, that doesn't mean understanding the context of revelation and so on and so forth, right? Iblis didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an explanation. It's when you actually deny legislation, you deny revelation because you think that you figured it out. Now obviously, when you know the logic of shaitan was that, look, I'm better than him, because you created me from fire and you created him from dirt. And the scholars say that Shaitan was the first one to use qiyasun fasid. He was the first one to use false analogy. Okay? Now obviously, for one, we establish in our religion that your external being has nothing to do with who you are in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the best of you in the sight of Allah, in the sight of God, is the one who has the most piety. And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Attaqwa hahuna." Piety is in the heart. What that means is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will not look at your ala suwarikum, wala ila atsadikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't look at your, you know, your bodies. He won't look at your images. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at your hearts. So that which deems a person superior in the first place is not to be found in our external being. So that's the first fault in Satan's logic. The second thing now, and this is actually really profound, and Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that his logic was actually wrong, okay? Which is, he argued that fire was better than clay. Ibn al-Qayyim writes an entire book, and this is just our legacy of scholarship. He actually goes and writes an entire book about why clay is better than fire. So he starts to go through all of these different reasons, things that you would never even imagine. He starts to go through how clay can bear nutrients, how it's mixed with beneficial things, and the purity of clay, and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's holding natural substances and nutrients, so on and so forth. But the main thing that he says, which is very beautiful, he says that clay is used to build, while fire is used to destroy. Subhanallah. The original purpose of Adam alayhi salam, why he's sent to this earth, why human beings are sent to this earth, is what? Isti'mar, to build. And clay is used to build, and things that are like clay are used to build, whereas fire can't build anything. Fire only destroys. So clay is actually superior to fire, subhanallah. So the idea here, number one, is that most likely you only deceive yourself when you use logic over revelation. You're going to only ruin yourself. And again, that doesn't mean understanding the context of revelation, which shows us that our faith is indeed an intellectual one. and that the revelation coincides with logic, you know, almost all the time. But the second thing is that his logic was also faulty. And, you know, we also see that the Prophet ﷺ, he said about fire, that Allah alone is the one that punishes with fire. No one else is allowed to punish with fire. Fire is the most destructive substance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us to punish with fire, even in the case of execution, or in the case, you know, where it becomes legal to take someone's life, the death penalty or whatever it may be. Fire is a punishment that's reserved only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, we can never take that into our own hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our creation, in our being, a superior creation. Now, just to summarize that entire discussion though, well, does that mean that the jinn, you know, don't have a chance at Jannah? Does that mean that we as human beings are better than the jinn? Not really, because we already established the basic principle that, you know, as that our external beings don't matter, okay? So the jinn also would enter into Jannah and they'd have their maratib, they'd have their stations and so on and so forth. And there might be a religious jinn that's more religious than you that would attain a higher level in Jannah, and your being a human being and created from this is not going to benefit you in any way whatsoever. The point is to show again what distinguishes you, what elevates you is your internal being, not your external being, which will do you absolutely no good. And even in that regard, Shaytan was wrong.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.